Chesh. All right, hey, welcome back to was it season 7 of The Lounge? It's kind of crazy if I got that right. Because 2, 4, 6. Yep. Season 7, episode 1. We're in the new semester of the 2025-26 school year, and we made some additions to the squad here. And Marquette, my sister, who is right here, say hello.
Hello.
She's
How's it
a
going?
freshman, and she's about getting through her first month, almost there. And then also coming up from Chicago, Illinois, my brother, Teddy Hernandez, is back.
How we doing?
So yeah, we got the sibling crew today. Teddy and I are just coming off of a round of golf, which started at 6:55 in the morning.
Yes, sir. I still have my glove in my back pocket.
Work, yeah, played in the fog for the first couple holes with Mike and Mark, right? Father and son duo, and we rushed over here and we made it back a couple minutes late, but
Pretty fun golf course.
yeah, good golf. Grant Park down on the south
Was it
side.
hard?
It kind of was,
It
even
was
though
short.
it was short because like you could hit drivers and you'd be like under 100 yards, but it was. You know, it was tough, in my opinion, at least.
We had a couple birdies go down. We also had a couple double bogeys go down. It is what it
What's
is.
the average game of golf?
Yeah, but yeah, I shot 86, which is my best round ever.
What's par there?
I think it was like a 68,
Okay,
yeah, I
that's
think I
not
shot
bad.
an 80, 81.
But
That's not bad.
it was nice. I took a picture and it was like nice because the sun was coming up out of the tree line there, and
It's right by the lake,
yeah, it was
too.
like right by the lake.
Oh,
You couldn't
nice.
see the lake, but it was like the beach because Grant Park's a beach too, and it would be a beach and a golf course, and I thought it was a great time.
Did you, how long did it take you guys to finish?
Like three and a
Three and a
half.
half, I would
Okay.
say, and
If it was just us two, we would have finished in 2 hours.
yeah, we got paired with two guys, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but let's hear about the first month of Marquette freshman because I feel like this is a good way to talk about your overall experience, Mia.
It's been good. It's kind of freaks me out that it's been a month. Like, I feel like I can never keep track of time here. Not even just here, like in college in general, but I've had a great time. I met a lot of people really quickly. Classes are going well. I feel like midway through it got kind of rough for me because I was explaining this to mom, like it felt like for the first like week, 2 weeks, it felt like kind of like summer camp, and it felt like I was gonna go home at the end of this and go back to like high school and go back to like having mom and dad all the time. But it like just kept going, and it kept like more responsibilities kept piling up, and like more things where I needed to like make my own decisions kept piling up. And at one point I was just stressed. I was like, dang, like I know I'm still like young, but this is like the early stages of adulthood, and I guess it's still hitting me that I'm in college, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, Teddy, do you remember your first week or your first month? If
I
you,
do, but mine will be completely
yeah,
different
during
than
COVID.
yours and
Oh yeah, so
on both of
yeah,
yours.
Teddy was during the COVID, so he was in the
I
room.
was in person or on
No, you're
campus, but I
online.
was all online classes,
Online.
so like
Remember
the
that?
classes were super easy. It's just the social life was kind of like, it was hard to get used to.
Yeah.
And then like the first week I was on campus, my roommate got COVID, so they had to isolate me and I ended up coming home for 2 weeks.
Brutal.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember mom was like, "We're not leaving him alone in the dorm for 2 weeks. That's like basically jail."
Yeah.
Yeah, those were weird times that I had to go through in college, but we made it work and I had a good time.
Yeah, now you're
Regardless,
out. You got the job.
I'm out.
'Cause last time you were on here, I don't think you were working.
I don't. Maybe I was. I don't
No,
remember.
the last time was when we were on here with Healy, I
Yeah.
think.
I'm trying to remember when that was, but
Let me look it up.
maybe, but yeah, the job, you gotta talk about your job. Gotta give you some updates.
I don't think the audience wants to hear about
they
my
do
job.
Because it's Grandpa. Grandpa wants to know.
Well, it's corporate America doing corporate tax. It's not fun when it's peak busy season, but you know, September 15th was the big deadline. We hit it. We got all of our deliverables sent out, got everything filed to the IRS. Everything that got accepted, so we're chilling now.
How long till?
Yeah,
till tax year 2025.
Okay, so you got some time.
You got a long time to get to.
No.
Oh, wait.
Probably we'll probably start working on stuff for tax year 2025 in like December or January.
Okay. Still, I mean, it's still at the end. It's still October, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna enjoy it. I gotta start studying for my CPA now.
Yeah. You mind talking into the mic a little bit more so we can hear? We got to get the
Sorry.
Levels up. No, yeah.
The last time we were on here was February 15th. So
you did have the job.
He like just started.
Yeah, I was probably just in the training stages.
Yeah.
Coming onboarding.
Off. Yeah. But I'm trying to think of my first week. First month, I should say. I think it was I think it's very similar to like what your roommate, because she had the same classes that I had to take.
Yeah.
And
oh, she's, like, always really stressed out. I, like, feel bad.
I wouldn't say it was... I mean, yeah, at some points it was stressful, but the only thing that stressed me out was, like, the bio class. Because, like, chem, it was not... It was definitely manageable, especially because I met a lot of people. That's how I met my roommate now, Lauren, because we were freshman year lab partners. So we kind of did... And he lived a floor below me, so we kind of did chem together.
Yeah.
So we kind of just stuck through it. But what do you think about... the food and walking around everywhere? What do you think of the weather?
The weather's been really nice. Like, every time I wake up and I check my phone, I, like, check to see if I have to wear a sweatshirt. I, like, only worn a sweatshirt, like, a couple times. Definitely trying to enjoy it. All my friends keep saying, oh, I can't wait for the snow. I'm like, why do you want it to be cold and snowy? Like, enjoy this. Enjoy, like, the 70s weather.
Yeah.
But...
walking to class in the snow
sucks. That's what I mean. Why would you want that? But the food's been good, you know.
Do you like the food?
I like the food. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I'm not
ready to get tired of it.
I know.
Body.
I'm not like super picky, so I'm like chill with anything. But
you're not okay. Super picky.
I'm not picky. And how am I picky? I literally eat everything. But
I disagree.
I like. Can you give me an example, besides salmon, which I just don't like? I'm allowed to not
hot
like a
sauce,
food.
You don't like cheese.
I do like hot
you
sauce.
You have a very particular way.
You like hot sauce?
I'm starting to like it more now.
No way. College
such
really
a
changed.
Capper.
That's not even cap.
That's so funny.
Yeah, the only weird thing is like the way I like cheese on certain things.
Yeah.
That's not even picky. You should see what some of my friends from like home like eat. Like that's completely they're way more picky than me.
Yeah.
But
I feel like you just don't like fish at all.
That's not picky.
To be fair though, the fish that they serve.
Yeah, I will not eat.
Yeah, but the fish that mom and dad make is always good.
Well, I made a good salmon here the other day. It was a great
No, but what I was saying was I genuinely like the Cobain Dining Hall because it's never busy.
It's not a bad one.
It's only busy on Monday nights, which pisses me off because they have like hot cookie night where they serve like hot cookies and ice cream. And it's always packed, and and I'm like, why is it always packed in here? Because normally it's not. But I do like. I'm not again. I'm like chill with
this.
Everything.
Is why our country is obese.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
like, the long lines for cookies and ice cream.
Yeah, so. Oh, Dad, we're gonna shout you out, okay? Because he texted me, and yeah, we're gonna shout you out because my parents went to the Mana concert last night.
We are not shouting out Jaden Daniels. Why is that in the list of things
my dad sends us a text. How about a shout out for your old man? Which yes, Dad, you're great. Dad and Mom, you guys are awesome. But it says, why are we supposed to shout out Jaden Daniels and the Saints? Juan, the Saints are the worst.
They're going to lose.
Here we go. Per Adam Schefter, Jaden Daniels is out for the second consecutive week. Just like we said, he's an injury-prone quarterback who is who has talent. He's on a good team that will win without him again.
Didn't they win with Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, he's 3-0 in the past 2 years. 3-0 as their starting quarterback, so that just proves the system's good.
System's good. And also, the Saints are kind of trash. Yeah, but the Bears
my
won.
My score prediction for the Saints-Bills game is 45-3 Bills.
And Dad took the Saints to win.
Uh-oh. Well, as long as he takes the Bears to win over the Raiders, shout out to Trey because we're going to beat his team.
Yeah.
It's going to be close.
We're away, but we got to beat them.
Why do we like no
We're all hurt. Like our team is hurt.
It's okay. It's okay.
Defensively.
It's okay. Now we're fired up from the last game. Got to carry it in, but again, if they blow it, I won't be surprised anymore. I'm done being surprised.
We're going to win, trust.
I gotta ask me this. Are you excited for the basketball to be starting in like a month or two?
I'm really excited, mainly because like a lot of my friends go to like football school, so they like send me pictures of games. Not that like I'm like jealous of that, but I do want like a sport to go to, and it's just after I've already been to a couple, but I want to go to one as a Marquette student, go with like my roommate and my friends.
Yeah,
and I feel like it'd just be a lot of fun.
You'll be very surprised at you've been to a game, but like the atmosphere It's a really good atmosphere. It's always sold out every game, except like the trash.
I got
games.
My season tickets. So.
Yeah, season ticket holder. You just go. Literally, just like my advice is to go to every single game.
I want to go to every
because
single game.
We did that. Like we'll see if we go now because we're gonna be like really busy. Me at least, because like during the weekday games, I usually work or something like that. But when you're a freshman and you don't have anything to do, you don't have like a test until like 2 weeks from now,
yeah,
and
that's why.
Like just go to a game that's on like a Tuesday night, like just those are the I think those are the fun games,
yeah,
because
I'm definitely doing that.
You go through like all of class and then you look forward to basketball, and
definitely.
It's always a good time.
I agree, go to every game
if you bought the tickets. Even I mean if there's a game, and then if there's a game you can't go to, sell your ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, just go to the game.
Unless it's like,
unless you're coming home,
yeah,
go to the game.
Like if
you're on campus, go to the game.
Like when we're home for winter break, those games that they're gonna play, I would try to sell those.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't like on National Marquette Day. Like people always sell their ticket to try to make like $150 to $200. I would just try to make it to the game because the games is usually really fun. Everybody's usually asleep at halftime too.
Don't we play UV Madison here this year? I'm pretty sure.
I don't know who UV Madison is, though.
UW Madison?
UW Madison. I'm pretty sure.
No, we play in Madison this year.
Oh, it's in Madison.
Because last year we beat them at home wearing our throwback jerseys. So, yeah, but there should be some good games this year. I think their conference schedule came out. And I haven't really looked at it, but it's like your classic teams. I don't know about the non-conference yet. I know Marquette does play Valparaiso, though.
Oh, really?
At home. So,
that'll be a blowout.
Mom, you're going to have to come up for that and see what the Crusaders, I think that's what they're called.
Oh, wait, you know who's on Valpo? JT Pettigrew.
Is he going to play?
Probably. He's like huge.
JT Pettigrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played volleyball with him for my senior year of high school.
Who's even like on the Marquette team?
So the main guy, Chase Ross and Ben Gold and Sean Jones are going to be like the senior
guys.
You guys
going to be good?
I was talking to Casey and he said they're going to be good. It's going to be a very raw team because they're very young. Like, all, like, the main guys they brought in are freshmen, sophomores. So, it's going to be one of those, like, Shaka Smart Development Nation. That's what it's going to be called.
Our team was so young last year.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. I think they'll be all right. I don't think it's going to be tough to win Big East stuff, like the Big East tournament, Big East regular season, because of St. John's and UConn.
We play UConn this
year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll be It'll be a fun season.
We don't play U of I this year, do we?
No, I thought we were. But
yeah, normally those games are like every 2 years or so, but not this year.
You guys are playing a lot.
We're playing Valpo instead.
Aren't you guys playing Rutgers?
I don't know.
Or like,
I haven't looked at the non
three Big Ten teams that aren't us.
I haven't really looked at it, but should be. I know this is off topic, but Big East soccer starts today, or the home opener for the men's team, which is at 7.
Aren't you going to the game?
We'll see if I can find some people to go with. Some of the boys, will go, and
talk about a young team. They have a lot of young freshmen.
Talk about a young team. The White Sox. All rookies. Colson Montgomery.
He's like the MVP.
He hit. So did you hear about the game yesterday?
Yeah, they won 10-9.
Yeah, but they were up 8-1. And then I think they were playing the Phillies.
The Nationals.
The Nationals tied it, and then or they took the lead 9-8, right? And then Montgomery hit a 2-run home run to take the lead in the 9th. Himothy.
He is him.
He's good. He's going to be the 2027, 2026, one of those years is going to be the American League MVP.
I think so.
Getting ambitious,
he's...
Bro.
Aaron Judge.
Didn't they bring him in, like, midway through the
season? Yeah, so he only played half a season, but they did his full season projections, and he had over 100 RBIs projected, like 40-something home runs. That would be a full year, so hopefully if he doesn't get hurt, God willing, he does not get hurt, and he plays a full year with a hopefully decent White Sox team, like a .500 White Sox team, he could shine. And
Eddie Caro. Catcher of the future.
Catcher, yeah. They're all good. Like, I mean, they're not...
They're all talented.
They're all very... They all have high potential if they can kind of grow as a team together and kind of gel. Then they'll be good because... I don't know.
They need pitching.
They need pitching, and a lot of other things needs to be fixed. But they're in the right direction, I would say.
Better than last year.
Yeah, definitely better than last. Even though they are 100, I had 100 losses, I think. It's better than 121 losses, that's for sure.
Yeah, anything's better than last year. You can only go up from here, mm-hmm. I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot Larry
like the
dog,
Bears.
Too.
Just like the Bears, the Bears have to finish higher than 5 games, and it's an improvement.
I think the Bears are going to be .500 this year.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Hopefully.
They should have won week one. But blew it. Week two, they just weren't going to win that.
Yeah.
And then they won last week.
Yeah.
And we should win tomorrow, but
yep.
Who knows?
Caleb's the best quarterback in that draft class.
I agree with that.
We'll see. We will see. He had a good game. Good game.
That's what I don't understand, Dad's point, is Jaden Daniels isn't getting hurt.
He's hurt, so
but they're still winning.
Can you imagine if he was on the Bears last year, taking all those sacks?
He probably would have gotten hurt on the Bears, to be H.
Wasn't last game the first time Caleb hadn't been sacked in a game?
Yep. Yeah, and he has the best pass protection in the NFL right now.
Yeah, he does.
That's what the
week
stats
three,
said.
Week three.
Or the week three, Pat. Like, when?
Because he didn't get sacked.
When would you ever have heard that if you're a Bears fan in, like, probably 15 years.
Never. Especially after seeing last year. I felt so bad. I, like, literally watched a video on, like, Instagram Reels. It was just Caleb Williams getting sacked last year compilation.
Yeah, it's
and
just bad.
I'm like, how did he not, like, get hurt, knock on wood? Like, he's taking
he's
beatings.
He's a tough guy. The thing is, we just have to talk about the AFC MVP.
Justin Herbert.
I don't know why you love Justin Herbert.
Because he's on my fantasy team. I've drafted him every year for the past 6 years, even though he wasn't a regular starter on my team. And look what he's doing now. And Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, my God. Isn't he dating Madison Beer?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So there's a correlation between Madison Beer and playing good football.
I guess so.
Same thing with Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, same thing with Haley Steinfeld and Josh Allen. Those two guys
playing football.
See,
small
my
miles.
Three favorite quarterback. Well, barring Lamar, two favorite quarterbacks are
Lamar
playing out of
good.
Their minds this year.
I thought Lamar sucked last week. Am I making that up?
They blew it.
He doesn't suck. He just his team is selling him.
Yeah,
Makes sense.
Mia, what have you gone through your first set of exams yet?
No, I mean, I've only had one like big test so far, and it was stats, so it was a big one.
How'd it go?
It was.
Did you get the grade back? I mean, you don't have to say the grade,
but I haven't gotten the grade back. It was. I don't know how to feel about like. It was like I didn't really know what to expect because obviously like new class, first college test, like obviously it's gonna be it's stats was on paper, so it's gonna be different than any of the other ones I have. I thought it went like fine. It's just like we had the formula sheet, but all the formulas are like low key kind of confusing. So like, and I had to like, I'm not gonna like teach myself a lot of it because like. Teacher's cool.
Welcome to college. You have to teach yourself everything.
Especially stats.
Yeah, the teacher's cool. He just, like, doesn't really explain a lot of stuff, but I just watched a lot of videos, and I was practicing all of them. But the thing is, for me with math, is you can only practice it so many times, but if you're given, like, a weird number or a weird, like, part of the formula, and, like,
you don't know how to do it,
you just have to, like, figure it out. So there was a couple of those on there, but I feel like I think I'll be surprised. I think I did, like, pretty good.
The good thing about stats or any sort of, like, math class is, like, what I would assume is that they give partial credit.
Oh, yeah, they do. That's why I wrote so much on each
problem. Yeah, so if you don't know, just start trying different ways, like, the amount of time you have, and that's what I figured out. If you get some partial credit, that's all that matters.
That's what I mean. I think you got a point on each problem if you just wrote the right formula. So I wrote the formula and I like used all the steps and I just showed like a ton of work.
I honestly, when I took stats 2 years ago, I'm pretty sure I got all points for a question, even though I got the answer wrong.
Yeah. That's what I did. That's
sometimes
why
the work helps.
That's why I feel like
just write stuff down.
Sometimes you pray and maybe you'll get lucky. Because our TA that graded our papers, our stats, was very lenient.
Yeah, our TA is grading them, too. No, but I feel like, that was my first, like, test, and I have one. I don't know if it's on Thursday or if it's the following week. I forgot. I've been, like, studying for it. It's for environmental bio.
Stefan Schnitzer.
Yeah, I know that,
Dr.
dude.
Dr. Schnitzer.
But that.
Shout out.
But that's, like, all, like, it's mainly vocab, and so is, like, my speech pathology class, and so is, like, my child development. Like, those are all, like, vocab-heavy, kind of similar to, like, how psych was for me, just, like, applying the vocab. So, like, obviously that's way different than the stats, so this is going to be a completely different test, and this one's going to be, like, on D2L, but the stats one was on paper.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I honestly prefer the Scantrons over the online D2L exams for some reason. I feel like when it's on paper, I do better if it's on paper.
Yeah. Is this the first time using D2L here? What did they use last year?
They used D2L.
Oh, okay.
It's always been D2L.
Oh, okay. I thought they used something else.
It's like a Canva thing that other universities use. I think Illinois used Canva.
Canva, yeah. That's
but ours is, I don't know.
Or Canvas or something. Like a bunch of the girls on my floor say they miss Canvas, and I'm like, you guys don't know Schoology? They're like, what the heck is Schoology?
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody uses Schoology.
It's just a fun thing.
Yeah.
Gross.
In other news, with this group, would you want to talk about your recent events this week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Teddy?
So, on Wednesday, woke up in the morning, drove with mom to the dentist, and ended up getting my wisdom teeth removed.
All four?
All four.
There you go, buddy.
My cheeks are a little chubby. The videos when I was high on anesthesia were pretty funny.
Yeah, those... shout out to mom for taking those videos because those are very
funny.
We're
exactly what I expected.
Yeah, I know. I had a feeling.
We're getting better each day. I still feel the stitches, but I think they're going to go away soon.
Yeah, I would say it's like a week and a half recovery, 2 weeks. I don't really know because I've never had
it. It's more annoying than
it doesn't
pain.
Hurt. Yeah,
yeah, it doesn't hurt. I bet it just feels really weird. Yeah. You know? Like, I don't remember when I had, like, the stitches on my lip, but, like, I would bet that would feel really weird, you know?
Yeah.
But it's,
Yeah, I just can't wait to start eating normal foods again.
Yeah.
It was taking forever to eat a burger yesterday.
Yeah, I grilled burgers, and, you were using a fork and knife.
No,
right?
No, I was biting into it. I was taking tiny bites, so it took me like 20 minutes to eat a burger.
Yeah.
Wait, when you were...
When normally I would probably devour it down in
two. You'd probably eat it in two bites.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in pain that one time after your basketball game, was it your wisdom teeth that was hurting?
It was. I don't think it was the tooth, the last wisdom tooth that was growing in. I don't think it was that. I think it was... As it was growing in, my jaw started hurting.
Oh, okay.
I think it was the reason for the pain, but I don't think it was the tooth itself.
Was that the men's league that we were in?
Yeah, we lost by 1 point in the semifinals.
Because they basically cheated.
They didn't cheat. It's just like 10 minutes left in the game. We're up by like 12, and then they bring in this random dude off the street, and he started making every shot.
It should not be loud.
Oh, no. Well...
I don't know where they got this guy. He just kind of appeared out of nowhere and then started. Made like three threes in a row.
That was okay, but unfortunately didn't go to the finals or anything. But I thought that season was so fun.
It was. We were actually good.
We were a very good team.
Good. That was fun to watch.
The team that we lost to ended up losing to that team we destroyed.
So who won
the average Joes?
They won the whole thing.
Yeah, they're not even that good. They only lost one game and it was to us. I don't know how they won.
Was that the game that I didn't go?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
We put up almost 100 points on them.
Yeah, that my favorite game, honestly, was... Well, there was a game where I had, like, 11 points or whatever.
Yeah, you made a lot of threes.
But, yeah, I remember that game. But there was a game where we played at a college.
Oh, yeah.
In the big field house?
Yeah, when I was sitting all the way at the top.
That was a cool gym. We played, like, in a huge... field house with a track around it, and
it looked like a high school one.
It might have been a high school. I thought it was a community college.
But
it was a really cool, like, nice court. Yeah, it was just the depth perception was so weird.
That team you guys played was really bad too.
It would have looked cooler with fans in the stands.
Oh yeah, nobody goes to our games.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody.
Maybe we. I don't really know if we've ever had a fan besides Mia at a game.
Well, Diego's parents came one time.
Yeah, that was
last year.
Game, it's usually the opponents bring their fans.
Yeah, we're always away.
And one time the captures came, and one time Melody came, and that was it.
We're always in the not home court advantage, away disadvantage. Because we don't got the fans.
Well, I'm always...
Besides, our videographer.
I'm always, like, yelling in the videos, and then I have to, like, catch myself. I'm like, oh, wait, this is going to be on YouTube.
Yeah, if you want to watch highlights of Real Madrid basketball in Men's League B, Arlington Heights, go to Mia Hernandez
on YouTube.
On
all
YouTube.com.
The games are on there.
All the games are on there.
I know. All the games are on there.
If you have time, you should make a highlight reel of me.
Yeah, okay, I will.
Make a TikTok edit of me.
I will. My favorite one was in the game you were talking about at that field house. I, like, clipped that guy, like, shooting and hitting the side of the backboard, like, kicking his feet up in the air.
Yeah, but in my edit, you have to do the one where I almost died.
Oh, yeah, where you slipped and fell and, like, almost...
That was scary.
I thought you, like did something because you, like, stayed on the floor.
No.
Nope. Like...
Yeah, I slipped on some... sweaty floor and did the splits.
Yeah, but you can't do the splits, so that's not a good thing.
Well, I know, but I slammed my right knee into the ground, and that's the only part that hurt, honestly. I was fine, like, I didn't tear a groin or anything like that.
That's good.
It was just the kneecap that was hurting. Wasn't that the game that I scored a lot of points to?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I almost got injured in my intramural game on Tuesday. Because it's like... It's weird. It's like 3v3 half court, and a girl has to be on the floor at all times. So,
yeah.
Like, me and this other girl on my team, like, switch. And the guys on, like, this is, like, mean, but, like, the girls in the league, they, like, have never played basketball before.
Oh,
and, like,
no.
They're the ones that, like, guard me. So then, like, sometimes, like, I blow by them, and then the other guys on the team, like, they guard me, and this guy on the other team was, like, taking me out, and, like, I was driving, like, baseline, and then he just pushes me, like, out of bounds, like, fall.
They call a foul?
No, he was, like, that was all ball, and I look at him, and I was like, how is that all ball?
Shoved me out of bounds.
Literally fell out of bounds. And, like, thank God I didn't land weird or anything, but, and then he did it again, and I just looked at it, I was like, I literally look at him, I go, what are you doing?
What are you doing, dude?
I'm like, you're over a foot taller than me, and this is intramural. Like, he was like, I didn't even touch you, and I was like, pretty sure you did. I was on the floor. I don't think that just happens, but
yeah.
No, but it's fun because I like surprising people because I feel like people look at me and they're like, they only see like the height, and then when
yeah,
I
yeah, but they don't see the experience. But when that's I made, what they always miss.
I made like
I always judge a
made,
book by its
I
cover.
I made like 3 threes in the game, and I was just feeling it. And I like crossed over the girls guarding me, and like did like a move, and I made the shot, and like she like went the other way.
Yeah, see, sometimes you got to take advantage of the experience level because you know people can look good, but
yeah, exactly.
They don't play good, you know.
Exactly. Did you ever do intramural basketball?
Oh yeah, we did first 2 years with a bunch of guys. We were actually quite good. We had Casey O'Malley on our team freshman year, and now he's a walk-on on the basketball team. We lost in the first round of the playoffs, unfortunately, after going 6-0.
Yeah.
Pain.
But it's always the thing is, it's like we played in the old gymnasium, so it's like the ROTC gym now.
Yeah.
And that was the old facility where the actual basketball team practiced, so like where Jimmy Butler practiced and Dwayne Wade practiced, but it's now turned into the ROTC gym, and they had the intramurals there while they were building the wellness and recreational center,
which is so nice.
And then I did play intramurals last year about in the new recreation center. It's really cool because it's like 5 courts just lined
up. Yeah,
it's
the new rec center is so cool.
So nice. It's
how new good. Is it?
This year.
Oh. It opened. It's opened like brand new. In January of this year. It's brand new.
It's so nice. It's always so crowded though. That's
you gotta
why,
go at the right times.
That's why no, do. But also like, I go to Straz.
You go to Straz because you're closer to Straz.
Also, there's never anybody there, and when I want to play basketball, I have the like last night I went to play like before I went to your apartment, and I. Had the
hooping.
Whole, I had like the whole entire big gym to myself.
Yeah, I did that sophomore year. I would have class at 9, and then from 10 to 12, or I think I had class at 1 or 12:30. I would go to Straz because I was closer to walk from Schrader, and I would play like the first hour. I would just shoot baskets, you know, because I had the whole gym to yourself. You know, it's nice and
it is nice.
Nice and wide open. And the courts are nice. You know, they have the. The 3-point line that's like further back, you know,
yeah,
what I
they
mean?
Have
NBA line.
They have the big gym and the small gym.
Yeah, the small gym is like tiny though.
They have some sort of golf thing there because I always see people with golf clubs in there.
Yeah, I think they have a simulator. Yeah, they might have a simulator in there.
I think that's what they do because I see people walking with golf clubs and then they go up to like where you get the balls and they're like, "Can I have the golf balls?" Like when I'm trying to get a basketball.
That'd be cool.
Where does the Marquette golf team play?
You know, I don't know, actually. I really don't know. But they're good. They're really good. The men's team is really good.
So you don't know where they play?
No.
Damn.
But I would assume, like, Brown Deer or, like, one of those really nice private courses. Well, Brown Deer's public. I don't know the private courses around here. But I know they're pretty good. So I think they won the Big East.
Damn.
Last year. I can't remember if they play in the spring or the fall, though. Probably now, I would assume.
Yeah, I feel like...
Got to be in the fall.
It's got to be. This is perfect golf weather right now, or especially today.
Yeah, this is when high schools play.
Yeah, the high schools usually play around the fall. I think the women, girls play in the spring, no?
No, girls play in the fall. Well, at least Fenwick was like that.
Yeah. The springs in Milwaukee are mid. They're not... good.
Well, that's kind of how it is back home.
Especially, well, they like you get two nice week or a week or two of nice weather in May, like once you finish your first year, and then you get to summer. But like from March to April, it's just like gray.
Yeah, I get that.
It's just gray. So I mean, same in the winter. Like I met some girl that I was working with in lab. She's an external transfer in the PT program from Florida.
Oh.
U Florida. And I was like, oh, are you from Florida? She's like, yeah. And I was like, are you ready for You ready for the snow and the winters? She's like, I heard it wasn't bad. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, what?
Lot to learn.
I was like,
who told her it wasn't bad?
I was like, who said it wasn't bad? I was like, it's going to be once. I mean, December's okay, but once you get to January and February,
yeah, that's,
negative degrees
that's why,
every single
that's
day.
That's what pisses me off is you would think that the worst time would be December. And usually December's not even that bad. And then you get to January and it's horrible.
And it's colder up here than
it is
in Chicago.
No, that's what I mean. That's why, like, everyone's like, oh, wait, December hasn't been that bad. Like, on Christmas, not even, like,
yeah,
snowing.
Wait until January, then the snow kicks in. There was one time last year where it snowed. I don't know how much it snowed, but it was, like, 10:30 at night, completely blizzarding outside, and Trey and I wanted to go to 7-Eleven and get soda. So we trekked. Like, you couldn't even see the sidewalk. Like, the snow continued into the street.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
So it'll be coming, but you just got to enjoy the nice day today because it's 80 degrees right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I said this already. Walking to class in the snow is horrible.
Oh, it's so bad.
Because you just don't want to go to class, and then you don't want it to be snowy, and you're going to be all wet and gross. And
I know, yeah, I sound like a white average dad, but it's the wind that gets you.
The wind chill, yes.
The wind. Oh, well, because this street on Wisconsin Avenue, it's a wind chute. It's just like blows straight off from the lake. So when we're walking to class, because I got to walk east, it's just dead into the wind.
Well, luckily, I walk that way for a majority of my
life. Yeah, so you'll have the wind with you, but it's still like, it's going to get cold.
The only reason I'm excited for the winter is, I know it's a long time from now, but my birthday is on a Friday.
That's good.
So that's going to be fun.
That's good. Friday birthdays are always fun. I had a Saturday birthday last year.
Oh,
and a Friday birthday the year before, so it kind of worked out.
Yeah.
Dang, you're a lucky dog.
It was,
yeah, I'm him.
It was my roommate's birthday on the 21st. Shout out to Gianna. She finally turned 18.
Yeah, 18, the youngest person on campus.
No, there's one other girl on our floor that's still
like
not
Ryan
18.
Williams.
Who the heck is Ryan Williams?
Plays for Alabama. He's a wide receiver. He was like 17 last year when he was playing.
Oh, yeah. He's crazy. Really good, though. He's going to get drafted.
Yeah.
He's going to get drafted when he's 19.
That's
yeah,
insane.
There's a, yeah, Alabama's a big football game today against Georgia.
I can't believe.
U of I plays USC.
Caleb Williams, former school.
We're probably going to lose.
Yeah, they're 23rd ranked there.
We were ninth, and then we dropped down to 23. I don't know how we're still ranked after that Indiana performance.
That was a
fraud. Yeah, we were watching that at the Annex, Zach and I, and it was like a close
It was close.
Game, and then I checked my phone like an hour later. And
we forgot how to play
destroyed.
Football.
What's his name? Chad? The coach?
Brett Bielema?
Oh, Brett forgot how to coach football team.
Yeah, everybody forgot how to that they existed.
Yeah, they forgot that they were top 10. Yeah, that's all right. It happens, though. It's a bad loss. It's okay. They'll still make
the tournament. We got to beat USC today somehow.
At USC?
We're at home.
Oh, yeah. So they don't lose at home at the Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, they do.
Oh.
They lost when I went that one time and we left early.
But we were bad.
It was so cold.
We were really bad.
Did we win the game that I went
to? Oh, we're playing right now, actually. It's 7-7.
I went, Teddy, remember when I visited you 2 years ago and it was homecoming? Did they win? Do you remember?
Probably not.
Because I went
feel
to the
like,
game.
I feel like you would have remembered if they won, no?
No, because we left early.
Oh.
I did see Coleman Hawkins at that game.
Coleman Hawkins?
I miss Coleman Hawkins.
The one, it was funny when I went to the basketball game with Mom and Dad and Teddy. Dad was sleeping during the game. It was like a really high point of the game. Everybody's like on their feet screaming and Dad.
Oh, he
Dad.
Fell asleep during the Brewers.
Dad's sitting down sleeping.
Cardinals game on Mom.
Apparently this
say.
Is the game of the week for Barstool.
What
they're all the Barstool
really?
Guys are at
over
at
the
Illinois.
The SEC game?
Yeah, screw the SEC. Big Ten football,
Big Ten
baby.
Football is back with Penn State.
Did you see that?
It's Penn State playing Oregon, I think. Like, that's a really good game.
Yeah. But no one wants to go there. Everyone wants to go to Champaign, Illinois, baby.
You know who wants to go
Nobody
there?
Nobody wants
Cook.
To go to Champaign,
He didn't go to Oregon.
Illinois. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, Mike Cook. He went to Oregon.
He didn't go to Oregon.
So.
Did you see that? It was, like, posted, the fans storming the field yesterday at the game.
Yeah, we were watching that.
All the comments are like, how was this allowed?
It's They're always
gonna
been allowed.
No, but, like. That, like how? Like literally, as soon as it sounded, they all ran.
Yeah.
There's no stopping that.
Why is Dave Portnoy in Illinois gear right now?
Because he went to Illinois, didn't he?
No.
Oh, no, he's from Boston.
Why is he... What? Yeah, I don't understand. Also, the funniest thing ever was on the first Bears game, why was Speed there for like...
I show
the,
Speed
the
was
first
the Bears
quarter, and then he left.
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing. I just... Caleb throws the first touchdown, he's like screaming, and then shows the clip of him leaving.
Yeah.
So random.
So random. But I guess we could start winding down and get kind of your final thoughts. What do you got going on next couple of weeks? Anything exciting, Mia, for your second month in college?
No, just midterms coming up, so gonna get ahead on studying for those, and again, just enjoying it, because like you're only a freshman once, and this is like the beginning, still trying to meet a lot of people. I feel like I meet like new, or I get closer to people like every single day. Like the thing I was telling you yesterday, like that girl on my floor just came and talked to me for like an hour, and like I knew her, but like
yeah,
not well, and now I have like, now I'm cool with her, I'll be able to talk to her. And
you gotta be open. That's
it's
all
just,
it is.
It's a lot of fun, and I'm excited for next week when I get my roommate back, because it's...
She's gone for a week?
No, like...
On Monday?
On Monday, because she's coming back Sunday, so then she's
gonna
be alone Sunday night. Oh. We're just very close, so we're enjoying the time together.
Yeah.
And, you know... I'm excited for soccer to start.
Doesn't start till another month.
And so. Then, oh, did I tell you I'm in a wiffle ball league that I didn't even mean to join? But
how many intramural teams are you on?
I'm only on three. No, because I
only
was,
on three.
That's good. That's good.
I was I, like these guys.
Soccer.
In my,
I mean, soccer, basketball, and wiffle ball.
Yeah, I was friends with these guys, and they told me to join the league because they needed more girls, and I did, and I forgot, and then I got drafted on this team because this guy texted me, "Oh, I told my coach to draft you." And I was the only girl on my team, and we were short a player. So I was like, because Gianna plays softball. I was like, wait, Gianna, can you do it with me? And she was like, yeah. So now Gianna and I are like the only two girls on the team, and our first game is next Friday, and I'm playing second base, and Gianna's playing like left field.
Where do you guys play?
It's, I don't even know. It's at like the our like coach guy was like texting me, explaining it to me. It's in like they're gonna like make some sort of field at like the turf. Is there turf like?
At the Valley?
No, at, like, the wellness center. He was explaining it to me. I don't know. But it's new. It's, like, brand new. There's, like, 8 teams in it.
I'll have to do some research because I do not know what you're talking about.
I don't really know either, but
that's
should
cool.
be fun. And, you know, I'm glad Gianna's doing it because she's excited about it because she's, like, I played softball, but that's, like, her first sport. So she's, like, pretty good.
Yeah.
So should be fun.
What about you, Teddy?
Honestly, the next 4 to 5 weeks, I'm, like, chilling. I don't have any big plans other than working, studying for the CPA, and probably golfing on the weekends.
That's how you do it. Any courses you got in mind that you want to play?
Nope.
Indian
just
Boundary.
Any course that's available. I will be
Boundary.
There no matter what.
That's cool.
And we got Dad's birthday on
the
11th.
Dad's birthday.
Yeah, he's...
But I'm not going to see him, though. They're going to Vegas.
What? I didn't even know that.
He doesn't even know that.
No.
Well, I guess everybody knows that. They're going to Vegas.
Mom and Dad are going to Vegas.
They're seeing some old dude perform on Dad's birthday.
What?
Oh, they're not going to the...
I don't even know.
I think they were going to the Bears.
I forgot the name of the guy that they're seeing, but he's like apparently like 90 years old.
Okay.
How did I not even know this?
I didn't know that, but I hope that goes very well.
I'll probably talk about it later today.
Yeah.
I was supposed to spill the tea.
I'm going home
the
this weekend.
The tea has been spilled.
And I'm so excited to watch football tomorrow with Dad.
Nice.
Yes, I have someone to drive home with.
Whoop, whoop.
But I'm going to Pottawatomie first.
Okay.
Bro's dad.
I can't go in there, but...
Yeah, well, that's good. I got,
what do you have to do?
Pretty chill week. Just got to prepare for the midterms, like you said. And, golly, what was that?
Teddy just stood up and did, like, a golf swing in the air.
Yeah, just kind of. I mean, this weekend is like the first, because our exam like stretch has ended, so we have like 2 weeks before our next one. So mm-hmm. I'm just gonna enjoy this weekend, get some studying done today and tomorrow for the afternoon, and see what happens.
Also, this is a chill weekend because like everyone's with their parents.
Yeah, parents' weekend, so everybody's chill. I met my roommate Trey's parents from California, and yeah, it'll be a good weekend. But yeah. It's good to be back in the studio. We're gonna be here every weekend on Saturdays at 11 to 12. I'm gonna vary up the guests. Gonna see hopefully some new faces and some returning faces, and we're happy that people come to listen live, and especially to those that listen on Spotify. So this will be on Spotify.
Yeah, shout out.
For the first, I think it'll be on later this afternoon, for those that listen to it on Spotify. And yeah, I think this is a good place to leave it. Thank you for coming up and joining me and Teddy for golfing and coming over for dinner and stuff. It was a good time, and hope you guys be safe when you drive home. And
appreciate you having us on.
Enjoy the weekend back at home, yeah. And
Mia will probably be a regular on here. I don't know if you'll see me back up here for a while.
Well, yeah. We'll see what happens. So we're just gonna kind of play it by ear because that's how I've been doing it past 3 years. And there's nothing certain with this podcast. So
yes, sir.
The only thing certain is that I'll be sitting in this chair.
The Bears.
All right, everybody.
Go Bears.
We'll see you later.